Let's talk to. Just start by asking Neil. Just what was missing from the performance?
Sorry to everyone listening back home and who paid the money today. James, the table doesn't lie. Listen, it's my side. I built it. Mentality coming to another bottom side, getting beat. No excuse. No, it was flat in the warm up. I don't know if it only takes one or two. It only takes one or two people for it to set in. They're not bad lads. They're not. But there's a mentality shift that when we come to bottom sides, we're not doing it, you know. So it's no point taking 4 points off Buxton this season. It's irrelevant, no disrespect to your Stalybridge losing 5-2s, your Granthams, your Avertons, your Nantwiches. There's a pattern. And if we can't see that, then there's a problem.
Does that pattern, or is it apparent in training then? Or is it only apparent on the day of the game?
There is no issue. We've got Curtis Jones out. That is it. We've had times this season where we've lost seven or eight players and we've had injury. That's a brilliant squad we've got out today. Tom Conroy said to me after the warm-up's a little bit flat, I'm not sure what it is. If it is a headache after last Saturday, is it too much, you know, too much partying? I don't know. Training's been brilliant all week. That was pathetic. And it's nothing to do with Charlie Edwards missing a penalty with 8 minutes ago. The first goal, I'm not going to compare it to any level of football. How you don't get in front of your man, he can bring it down on his knee, he can turn 1v1 and score. The second goal was set. We're 2v1. Dodd makes a mistake. We end up with 1v1. Potts decides not to bring him down, throwing the goals and scores. Two disgraceful goals.
From your point of view, what is it, looking a few weeks ago when crest of a wave, fifth or sixth on goal difference, really flying the team, what are the specifics that you identify as the difference? Mostly the same personnel.
Curtis Jones.
You think
Curtis Jones.
As a presence then in that team.
Just Curtis. I know he sounds, you know, I just think he's the best centre half in the league. And when he doesn't play, we can see goals every week. We don't win games. He's a leader. They're hard to come by. George and Aaron do great. Smudge has done great. You have a Curtis Jones and Aaron. You get Donoghue. You had a slight strain. So he was going to name in the 11, but coming at half-time. He's the best, but I can't hang my season on Curtis Jones. We've got to find another Curtis Jones who's not playing.
Do you know, there was both halves, the FC were really at it, beginning of both halves. A lot of creativity. I just felt there was just that last bit of decision-making, or sometimes the over-hit final ball. That's the ingredient that seems to be missing.
I think we had a lot of ball in the second half. Mm-hmm. You know, apart from the last 5 minutes, Lavakin's picked the ball out of the net twice. I think that's it. But like you said, we're fizzing things when we should be standing things at the byline. We're fizzing it when we should be pulling it back. And it is decision making, but they're not going to make the right decision every single week. It's, you know, we are where we are for a reason. You know, the playoffs are, you know, long gone now. We've got to now focus on next season. I've just said to the play squad in there, 7 games to go. Do we need to go and sign who's in and who's not? You know, and then we'll look to kind of start again. It's not been a disastrous season. It's been a good season. A lot of high moments. 7 games to go. Still a lot of points to play for, but like I said to Ben before the game, we needed to come here and win, and we haven't. And the likes of Warrington have won. So, you know, it's going to take an absolute, you know, miracle.
I suppose with the fact the games that are coming, there are teams that are in the relegation positions that we're going to play against. There are teams at the very top. There are a couple of teams that are trying to sneak into the playoffs. Mm. So it gives the players something to do, because basically they're going to have to play against teams that are playing for something. We're now not playing for anything. Yeah. Apart from pride and for the shirt for next season.
They all want to be here. There's no question. I'm not questioning anybody's commitment to the club. I'm not, you know, they're a great team. They're a great set of lads. But there's something missing. It's mentality. And it only takes like one or two. And it's apparent that we've gone to, no disrespect, to the bottom sides. And we haven't won. We haven't taken points off them.
Sakura, was that an injury at half-time?
Yeah.
So is that similar to what he had
yeah,
before?
Yeah, it is, yeah. And we had to take him off because we don't even know how long Curtis is going to be out for. And if you lose Sakura, we'll try and bring one in this week. But I think it's going to be hard. But, you know, hopefully, we're just not sure. And then Donners, he's got a thigh strain, so you can see him. He wore protective on the second half. But we'll just have to, listen, patch him up, keep going. There's no way the lads won't try.
No
way whatsoever. They'll give everything they've got to the last balls kicked on that last game of the season, but we're going to come up short. And I'm not blaming anything about finances. That's just for us just not being good enough against the bottom sides, because we've proven good enough against the top sides.
Well, listen, as always, it's good to talk to you. We won't keep you any longer, because I know you're going to go and do a little bit more media work. And we'll see you back at FC on Saturday when we take on Basford.
It's not irrelevant, but I thought the fans were excellent again second half. They didn't stop singing, you know, and I highlighted that to the lads. It's a privilege to play and manage for this football club, and you see the travelling support, and we've we haven't given what they deserve today, so I can only apologise. People are listening at home and people who come today, not good enough, but we've got to get ready for Basford now next week.
Indeed. As always, cheers Neil, thanks very much.